This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your scary hosts, Tom.
And I'm the scariest host of all, Tim.
Sorry, you were laughing when we started because I made a boo-related pun.
Yeah.
Tim, it's still hot.
Off mic, not on mic.
No, of course not.
Yeah, if you're wondering why you didn't hear a pun yet.
Yeah, because guess what? Halloween month isn't just something for the podcast, Tim. It's how I live my personal life as well.
You and me both, pal. We've been living in this haunted house all month.
I know. I'm starting to go crazy. I've been up for 2 weeks straight.
It's worth it.
Can't sleep.
For the rave reviews we've been getting on our Halloween month episodes thus far.
Yeah. Would you ever sleep in a haunted, like a legit haunted house?
Now, define legit haunted house.
It's full of ghosts. It's full of ghosts and ghouls. Maybe not even full. Maybe I would say a haunted house has to either have one very active ghost or a number of part-timers.
Ghosts can only be in one place, I thought.
Yeah, but no, they're on like the ethereal plane the other times or something.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I would, depending on the riches at the end, the bounty, I would definitely stay in a haunted house.
What if you had heard everybody else who's done it has died under mysterious circumstances?
That might change. No, I'm pretty brave, Tom. A lot of people say I'm America's bravest man.
Every other person who's done this challenge, we found the next day dead and stiff as a board.
Almost people
seems as though they died of fright.
Dying of fright. Again, I'm one of the bravest. I am the bravest man in America.
I think before you die of fright, you'd probably pass out of fright.
Yeah.
You know, just how you can't like run around in a circle till you're dead. Like your body at some point's like, all right, that's enough. Knock him out. Get him to stop this.
Okay. Yeah, would you stay the night?
No, of course not, Tim. I'm not trying to get killed, for God's sake.
Have you ever been in a real haunted house? Don't answer that. I forgot. I hate hearing about people's... the one time... No, look. There was an actual ghost here.
Well, I'll tell you a place where maybe there weren't actual ghosts, but there were actual scares for sure. And that's where we went this week. As we continue... No, last week. As we continue Halloween month and continue this
great name.
Yeah, this we're going all out for Halloween month. Last week I read a book.
Yeah.
This week we went to Six Flags Great Adventure Fright Fest.
Yes. Six Flags Great Adventure, Tom, is an amusement park.
Well, let's start at the beginning. Six Flags is a bunch of amusement parks throughout the world, but
let's start at the beginning. A flag is an emblem or a symbol.
Yeah, that's flown.
That's flown. It's usually made into some sort of flag.
Yes, flags are usually made into some sort of flag.
Yeah. And you get six of them together, then you got a chain of amusement parks.
Yeah, so it's a chain of amusement parks. Heavily not owned by, but I guess like tied in with the Warner Brother brand.
They license those characters. Yeah.
So they got all the DC stuff. They got all the Looney Tunes stuff. They don't have the Harry Potter stuff that went to Universal.
Right.
But they got a lot of stuff, a lot of brands. But then And Six Flags Great Adventure is the one in New Jersey. It was.
It's got a number of thrilling roller coasters. Yeah. And Tom, guess what? Mm-hmm. I'm a roller coaster fiend. Did you hear me earlier when I was talking about how I'm America's bravest man?
Yeah.
That's because I'll go on any coaster.
Oh, that's mostly because
any
of roller
coaster.
Coasters,
yeah.
Huh?
No matter how fast, how tall. How many times you go upside down makes your hair stick straight up in the air.
I thought maybe like you had been in the military or something and I didn't know.
No.
But no, it's much simpler than that.
It's much more thrilling than that, I would say.
You're America's bravest man because you'll go on any roller coaster.
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't give out the nicknames or the medals. They've given me a lot of medals, too, for my bravery in... theme park riding.
Those are just you bought those at the gift shop.
I didn't buy them.
My mom stole
them. No.
Oh, your mom bought them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not like you who pretends that he was in the military and uses it to get discount at Denny's and International House of Pancakes.
Damn! I do not steal valor. Wish you would stop making that.
The
claim.
Only time I'd steal valor. Would be to increase my chances of getting called to be a contestant on The Price is Right.
Well, that would be like the worst place because then you're going to be on TV and everybody's going to, A, everybody you know is going to know, but B, everybody's going to like, everybody who's actually been in the military is going to like nitpick your uniform and be like, those aren't real things.
Guess what, Tom? They film The Price is Right months before they show
true.
It. I'm long gone with my jacuzzi and sauna that you put in your home.
Do they give out saunas now?
Yeah. They give out prizes on The Price is Right that only appeal to people with a very specific lifestyle.
And yeah, but it sounds like a kind of lifestyle I'd like to adopt.
It's like jet skis and saunas.
Home saunas.
Yeah.
I would like to get, like at my home, like a bunch of different booths. Like,
booths?
Yeah, like the kind of
like a carnival booth?
No. Like the kinds of things like this home sauna you're talking about where you can like a bunch of booths that I can buy that are meant to just like wheel into your home. So I'd have like a sauna, I'd have like a little recording booth, I would have like a little phone booth. I'd just have like a hall full of booths and be like, hey, you know, pick your poison. Pick what booth you want to go.
Oh, one of them can be one of those, what's the cryo thing where they...
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you can get those for the home.
Well, guess what, Tom?
Everything's got a price, though.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're putting together a booth-based home, you can negotiate
yeah.
with those
If I go to talk to them, I'm like, look at all the booths I have already. Yeah. Do you really want to miss out on this?
We should start an HGTV show called Booth Boys.
Booth Boys.
And we come in and we customize your home to have whatever booths fit your personalities. Oh, one of them could be... one of those booths that like shoots air around so you can put a lot of money in it and grab that.
Yeah.
That's a fun Saturday night thing. You sit down with the family. You take a
put a
turn
few grand in the old booth.
Or Monopoly money. Look, the kids don't know.
Kids don't know.
Exactly. You exchange it for candy later. It's all in the up and up.
And to keep the good times going, you can have a dunking booth right
Ooh,
next to that.
Yeah.
A lot of booths. You know what? You don't see enough booths in homes.
No.
I like to change
that's
that.
What the booth boys, that's our mission.
Yeah.
We're going to crisscross this nation, bringing booths to,
that would
to
be
all manner.
Like
of...
the intro of the show where we're like crossing our arms. It'd be like, we don't think there's enough booths in homes.
Look, America's great. We can all agree. But if we had to come up with one thing that could be better about it, more booths.
Yeah. And
booth
it's good
boys.
To focus on America, and then later we can do... Booth Boys International.
Yeah, exactly. Because, look, we're going to have to learn about the weird customs. I don't, like, we'll never do, like, I don't know. There's some countries out there where it's like, I know what you guys are into, and I'm not going to put a booth about it. You're home.
Look, we have to take a stand somewhere, and we won't build that type of booth. But anyway, we went to
can you tell that I censored 8 different jokes as I was like, none of this is going to work.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not exactly sure what you were implying.
None of it was racist.
Well,
it was all just like
I think you robbed the audience of being the judge on that one. We went to Six Flags Great Adventure. It's in New Jersey. It's about an hour and a half ride, hour and a half drive from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Not a bad drive there.
Yeah,
we made pretty good time.
Yeah, when you leave from your house and the one guy has to take an Uber over to the other guy's house.
Well, I live in Brooklyn. You live in Queens. You live north. It's the wrong way.
Yeah, I know, but I thought we were friends.
I've told you multiple times we're not.
And for the record, I didn't take an Uber. I don't use that company's services ever since. What did they do? Overcharged me one time.
So we went down there on a beautiful Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. The Sunday of Indigenous Peoples Day weekend.
Yes. And we should mention that our passes were provided to us by Six Flags.
Yeah.
But not, they didn't come to us. We went to them.
We begged them.
because the passes were provided to us, once we got in there, we were like, hey, we got some walking around money. Why don't we upgrade these bad boys?
Yeah. Why don't we get the Flash Pass?
Yeah. Like Barry Allen himself.
How tickled were you that what is normally called a fast pass system in amusement parks, which allow you to save your place in line and often, depending on the level you get, lower your wait time in a line, that it's branded Flash Pass after the Flash. Were you tickled?
You know, I was tickled, Tim, because I told you, I was like, oh, I didn't even notice that it's red and yellow, just like the Flash. And your response was, I don't care. Stop telling me that. But I was very tickled, Tim.
Yeah. You were like, I'm impressed. And it's like, come on, man. That's like the, like if you didn't do that,
yeah.
Like, cause like they had to order these little gadgets.
They were
in
like
some Tamagotchis. Yeah. Tom, all right, let's just get started.
Yeah.
We drove there. It took an hour and a half. It took me 2 hours because I had to sit in the car for a half hour.
You had to sit in the car while I was driving, yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I drove there and you had to sit there. You didn't have to do anything.
No, I had to before I got to your house.
You had to come to me.
Yeah.
But then I drove an hour and a half each way.
That's fine. How many times have I driven you?
I don't think I've ever been in your car.
What? That, Tom, you know that's
I don't
not
think
true.
I've ever been in your current car, actually.
Well, that's because I'm smart enough. Well, you got a car since I got this this car. Look, Tom, we don't drive.
No.
We walk. We run everywhere.
Yeah.
Training for the marathon.
A lot of people would say that it was a waste of money for us to get matching BMWs.
Look, we drive them
We gave them to
side
each other
by side.
For Christmas with big bows on them. We're both very surprised.
Yeah.
We got
the gift of the Magi situation.
except just two of the same gifts. We got the Flash Passes. Now there were three levels. One
Flash Pass.
A Flash Pass. One was just holds your place in line. If it's an hour long wait, you can say, "Oh, I want to go on that ride," and it'll go, "Okay, come back in an hour."
Right, and so you can do anything. You can hang out with costumed characters.
Mm-hmm.
You could eat a hot dog.
Yeah.
A lot of different kinds of food that I couldn't eat. You can get a beer. Nobody was really getting beers at this place.
No, we had to wait in like a long food line just to get a beer.
Yeah.
We'll
get to that later, but I argue that beer was a mistake.
Yes.
Anyway, the first one is just like, look, it is what it is. You don't have to stand in line with a bunch of teens.
Yeah.
But if it's a 3 hour line for a roller coaster, you're not getting
3 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the next level up was the one we got, which is, if it's an hour long wait, you only have to wait a half hour. It's half the wait time.
It's a half pass.
Half pass.
Half Flash Pass.
And then the ultimate, Flash Pass is whatever the wait time is, cut by 90%.
Tom, let me tell you
virtually
something.
Virtually ensures you can like walk onto any ride.
Tom, can I tell you something here?
What?
That would be too intense for me. Even if I was the richest man in the world instead of the bravest man.
Right.
I'd be too tired to go on that many rides.
Yeah. Yeah, but if money's no object, you might as well. Because what if you're like, no, I'm too tired for rides. And you're like, no, I want to go on a ride right now.
That I don't think that have like I'm pretty good at knowing. Like I need about 15 minutes to recover from a roller coaster these days.
You know what? I forgot. We skipped over. Tim, what is Fright Fest?
Oh,
we explained Six Flags, we explained Great Adventure, and now what is Fright Fest? The third subtitle.
Fright Fest is much like Halloween month, except they didn't use a lot of creativity in naming it.
Oh,
like
it's like
it's
Six Flags' version of Halloween month.
Yeah. But what happens, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, during the day, you're going to see...
Everything's pretty much normal.
Yeah, it's fine. You might see an extra couple indoor haunted houses crop up.
Yeah.
You have to buy a separate pass for those haunted houses, which I recommend doing.
Yes.
But like, you know, bugs.
But they're pretty like nondescript from the outside.
Yeah.
You wouldn't notice anything amiss.
Guess what? Around 6 p.m.?
Right before the sun goes down.
There's a parade of dang ghouls that comes out.
Yeah. So now this is I had never been to Fright Fest. You've been to Fright Fest once before?
Yeah.
Never been to Fright Fest, but like grew up seeing the commercials for Fright Fest.
And they have a demon's voice. Like,
Six Flags, Six Flags. I was always under the impression that like, I guess because regular amusement park commercials are like always heightened. Like everybody on the rides is always like, as brave as you, like everyone's holding their hands up.
Yeah, when in reality, I'm usually the only one holding my hands up during the big drop.
When we were kids, they had this roller coaster called Shockwave at Six Flags.
Someone died on it.
Did somebody?
Yeah, they had to close it down.
Is that just a rumor? Or you...
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was the truth, but now I'm thinking... When I learned of it, I was 8 years old, and I
right.
did learn about it on the playground. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Which was a stand-up roller coaster, but the commercial, everybody riding the roller coaster was wearing sunglasses and had a perfectly expressionless face.
Yeah.
It was like, whoa, that roller coaster is crazy.
Yeah,
so,
it's like a freaking Huey Lewis video.
Yeah. And I remember, like, even at the time thinking, like, they must have had to have shot that commercial 100 times to get those. It's like, no, they probably had to like let everybody ride it like once. And then the second time, I mean, they were getting paid. Like if somebody started screaming, they would just be like, okay, well, you know, we have other people. We'll just get them. But anyway, I grew up with like.
They filled it with corpses.
Oh, no.
Really cool looking corpses.
The commercials always had a heightened reality to them, so when the Fright Fest commercials would come around, I was always like, yeah, like, sure, that's what it looks like in the commercial, but that's not really what it's like. They probably got like 5 people in makeup or whatever that, you know, go around and it's, you know, whatever.
It's all very contained.
Yeah, it's all very contained. That is not the case at all. They had, and I looked it up, roughly 200 ghouls. 200 people in makeup and prosthetics, all kinds of stuff that do this parade and then just like fan out across the park.
You're not safe anywhere except for a few safe zones where they're fright-free zones.
Yeah.
But you're just walking around. Maybe some killer clown comes up to you and menaces you.
That's the thing, too. It's like killer clowns. It's zombies. It's witches. It's ghouls.
Yeah,
it's demons.
There's a guy with a dang... There are a few guys with chainsaws.
Real chainsaw. Like, they don't have a chain on them, but they're gas-powered chainsaws because you can smell the gas.
Yeah.
And it's very, very loud.
People that will drag shovels that really scare you.
Yeah, that like scrape along the ground so they make tons of sparks.
So you get to still go on the roller coasters. Guess what? They open up some more outdoor haunted houses.
Yeah, like places where it needs to be dark.
Tom, this turns into a goddamned festival of fright.
And their spooky music starts playing everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Some industrial fog machines start going crazy.
There's
I've never seen such powerful fog machines in my
life. There's some cool laser show style things within the fog. Tom, we'll go through some of the specific things. But let me tell you, as soon as it gets dark at Fright Fest, things go bananas.
Yeah, all bets are off.
and we had the time of our lives.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah.
It was good. I had fun.
Yeah, I've had the time of my life. I had a good time. Yeah. We did get a lot of stuff done, though.
Yeah, we got there. We didn't get in the park until about, 5:30 p.m.?
Yeah, probably.
Right before the frights started.
Yes.
We
only had time to get in, I think, one roller coaster before the frightening began.
Yeah. Well, full disclosure here, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Our plan was to go to Fright Fest and record the episode actually in the park.
Yes.
Like, find a somewhat quiet place, set up some microphones, and do the whole, you say, hello and welcome to the Complete Guide to Everything. We're doing this on location. We'll talk about, what was going on.
Like when Good Morning America does their show from, Disney World.
Exactly.
That would have been us doing our show from Fright Fest.
So we brought so much audio equipment with
us. Yeah, I mean, we brought, our regular microphones, our regular board.
Which are, big radio microphones.
Yeah, these are not portable mics. They're big and they're heavy.
So we go in and we get detained.
Yeah.
By security. And you know what?
Immediately.
Because you're bringing a bag full of weird electronics and they're looking at it in an x-ray machine.
Yeah, and I got to look at an x-ray machine. I wish I got a picture of it because the microphones look crazy inside an x-ray machine.
Yeah, all those wires.
I thought there was nothing in these things.
Tom, what did you think? It was just tin can?
I thought it was a little bird that transcribed everything. Well, I guess that doesn't make sense.
That would be cool to see in an x-ray as well.
That's true. Well, that's why I was trying to look.
I've always wanted to see a bird skeleton.
That's why I was trying to look, and I was saying to the guy, can you see the bird inside? I think that might have something to do with why they detained us.
So I didn't have a sense of humor about it at the time.
Yeah.
Because I just wanted to go get thrilled.
Yeah. I mean, we were close enough to hear and see the roller coasters.
Yeah. They were just like, what is going on? So, that one was on us and yes. I might have lost my cool a little bit, but it was cool. We got into I'd like to thank, especially during Fright Fest, the security at, Six Flags Great Adventure for being, vigilant.
Yes.
And if somebody's bringing in a huge duffel bag full of suspect stuff.
Of weird looking things.
Yeah. And then when I was like, you know what? We'll just go put it in the car. They're like, no, you won't. You're just going to stay right here.
Yeah. Until we get all this cleared up.
Yeah. That was right. Because look, Tom, I don't know, if I should say this, but my biggest fear in the world is that a real ghoul, or not a ghoul so much, but a psychopath is going to infiltrate something like Fright Fest. And while there are killer clowns and fake zombies and everything, there's a real killer there.
Yeah.
Just going berserk.
Well, that's the plot of a movie called Hellfest. That's
Is that
right
true?
Now. Yeah. And then they had a tie-in. It was like the Ouroboros, the snake that eats itself.
Yeah, sure.
It was like that because so Hellfest.
Imagine
is,
a steak that eats itself.
Hellfest is based
ooh,
on
delicious.
Based on Fright Fest, but then at Fright Fest there was a Hellfest attraction.
Yeah, the worst haunted house we went into, Tom.
Yeah, it was the worst.
We had to rank them. We went to 6 of the 8 haunted houses.
Yeah,
and we went on 6 roller coasters.
Yeah.
Look, Tom, I'm not gonna say I wasn't thrilled because I was thrilled. I'm not going to say I wasn't chilled, because I was chilled to the bone.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
All right, Tom. Mm-hmm. Look, I think we're both a little excited about this. We're a little giddy. We're a little unfocused.
Yeah.
Which is the way that I've always been in theme parks, Tom.
Yeah, me too.
You always just want to get the most out of every second. Mm-hmm. And we did that. I think a good way to keep us focused is to just go through everything we did.
Yeah. So the first thing we went on was the Joker himself.
The Joker.
The Joker in roller coaster form.
You know what, Tom? We joke a lot on this show.
We're a couple of jokers ourselves, some might say.
This thing is fucking twisted.
Yeah. So how would you describe... It's a roller coaster. It's got a wacky looking track. The track's like all in a line. Like there was no turns or anything.
Tom?
It looks like a... Not an abacus, but like something like that.
I don't know. I don't know how thrilling that sounds to the audience. Picture an abacus.
No, picture like a roller coaster in two dimensions. That's the way this thing is.
Look, Tom, Six Flags Great Adventure's 14th and most unique coaster, I would say that is true, is nothing to laugh at.
I wasn't laughing.
After heading straight up a 12-story, 90-degree hill... This 4D, which I don't know, you said 2D, Tom, free fly coaster wreaks havoc as you flip head over heels along the weightless journey. This is a lot of hyperbole, I'm realizing now, Tom. You will experience exhilarating leaps and dives along a horizontal plane.
He's doing a worse job explaining it than I did.
Along with unexpected drops as you tunnel down from one level to the next. The wing seats amp up the pandemonium since you will... Come on, man. Anyway, here's what it is.
It's a very tall track, and then the cars are attached to the track, of course, but instead of the cars being like on top or on the bottom, they're on the sides. And it's like four to a side... With two chairs facing each other. It's very hard to explain.
Tom, you know what? We probably don't even need to explain it. Basically, what happens is the seat that you're in also flips around.
360 degrees.
So, like, while you're going on this roller coaster, your individual seat is...
Can go any way it wants.
Yeah, frontwards, backwards. So it's twisted as hell. we really... but what's most notable, Tom, two things. Number one, it was the first thing we went on, and we picked it just because
it was very
there.
Yeah, it was close.
And it was very short wait.
Yeah, and we both wanted to go on it.
Yeah, so we go up there. Tom, you were so amped to go on this. The boy running the line. This whole place is run by teens, by the way.
Yeah.
Four teens by teens. he was like, oh... You're a minute early. You have to wait to get on. And you, like, tried to push your way through. You were, like, pushing your way through the line.
It was close enough.
And I don't know why you were so in such a rush, because when you got on this, I literally thought, like, as we were going up, you're like, oh, no, we shouldn't have done this, or something to that effect, because, like, it just brings you up, like, very high in the beginning, and you're just looking
out. And like you
say,
it's 90 degrees, so it's bringing you straight up like an elevator.
You're going up like an elevator, yeah. We famously hate elevators on this show, Tom.
Yeah.
But, like, as soon as it started going, you yelled, God damn it! Fuck! Ah!
No, not as soon as... Oh, as soon as, like, the ride started, not while it was going
Yeah,
up.
Right. As soon, and, like, to the point where, like, you were just screaming yourself hoarse. I was like, oh, this sucks. Tom's not going to go on any other roller coaster after this.
Yeah.
You lost your mind.
Well, I hadn't been on a roller coaster in years, and I realized that in retrospect, it was a horrible idea for the first roller coaster I've been on in a very long time.
To be so twisted.
I really did experience sensations I've like never felt before. Love.
Ooh.
Hate. No, the first drop, my seat and your seat too, because we were next to each other and like they're connected. They're connected. And well, I insisted because I was scared. The first drop happened with my back facing the ground. So it felt like just getting like kicked off a roof or something.
Yeah, but you know you're in a roller coaster, right?
Yeah.
This is what I don't understand about roller coasters. When people are screaming or terrified or whatever, do they assume something's going wrong? In your head,
no,
do you
it's
think
just a natural
the
reaction.
The ride broke, we're all going to die?
No. Do you sit there and think like, this is no different than the subway?
I mean, Tom, the subway these days is even crazier than a roller coaster.
Yeah, it's probably more dangerous.
I don't get like that irrational kind of like, I don't get that primal kind of like, oh, shit, because like, I do, like, you, I don't know. I think I've talked myself into the fact that like, it's very, very safe. It's the same way like, you'd be like, you're going in a car and you're going 70 miles an hour. You don't, like, we can't run 70. Humans were not meant to go 70 miles an hour. But, like, when you put the window down in a car on the Long Island Expressway, are you going like, ah, we're not meant to go this fast?
Oftentimes I am. No, but you would do that in a car. If the car, like, suddenly speeds up or suddenly decelerates, you scream.
Yeah, but not when you know it's part of it.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's part of it, but it's still like a scary sensation. I'm just going to sit there stone-faced like you.
I laugh. I mostly
laugh. Yeah, I know.
Laugh.
You were that was just making me so angry. But luckily,
I was laughing at you.
I
wasn't
know you
just
were.
Like,
that's,
this
no,
is
fun. I know you were laughing at me. That's what made me so mad.
Yeah.
But it's just a bunch of, I hadn't been thrown around like that in a while.
Yeah, well, you need to get in more street fights like me. I'm always mixing it up on the streets, Tom.
So it was fun though. It was over very quick. That was a very short roller coaster.
Yeah, I was afraid that it was going to be too long watching it. And it's like if I don't like this sensation, this is going to stink. And I was like, I didn't particularly like that roller coaster that much in terms of like, look, I like feeling free. I like feeling like
that roller
smooth and like and we'll get to some of those other ones.
Yeah, so that roller coaster, it's more like
disorienting,
the unexpected. Yeah,
yeah.
And if you ride it, right away a second time, it's gonna feel different because you're gonna be facing different ways and stuff. So it's fun. It was good. I liked it. I was glad I went on it. And it didn't deter me, Tim. I not nary a complaint after that, other than like, A, I shouldn't have eaten at Arby's right before.
Yeah, you came in strong on the way there. You were like, look, we're not going to eat theme park food. And apologies to the lovely people at Six Flags.
Mm-hmm.
I agreed with you.
I was like, we're not going to eat theme park food. We're going to eat road.
Rest
stop food.
Yeah, and then you went and ate a big meal from Arby's. Literally at that whole rest stop, there was one sandwich in the whole building. I got the last like mozzarella and basil and tomato sandwich.
Yeah,
which it's was bad.
Been there since 1987.
No, it's cheese. People eat cheese. So like I had a lighter lunch than you and a bag of chips.
Yeah. So I regretted not warming up before going.
Oh, we
on
didn't
that.
Go to Arby's. You went to Roy Rogers.
Roy
you didn't
Rogers.
Even get chicken, Tom.
No, I got a burger.
What the hell?
It's mostly the fries is what Roy Rogers is famous for.
No, they're famous for
they
the
come
chicken.
In the holster. You can put it on your belt like a gun.
You did that.
Yeah.
And then when you were done, you put your gun in it. Another reason we were detained by security is that Tom tried to bring a gun into the theme park.
That's not true. Stop saying things like that, Tim. They're not going to let us come back if you just say...
They're not letting us come back anyway.
Did we go on? I know the coaster we went on next, but did we go on? We went to a haunted house first, right?
No, I think we scurried our little bottom. Right. Oh, no, maybe. Look.
No, because I think we reserved the next roller coaster on our little Flash Tamagotchi.
Yeah.
But then we went on. I think that might have been. Did we go on two in a row? No.
Yeah, we went. We went to Fierce.
Yeah. So Fierce was an indoor one.
A haunted house.
Yeah, an indoor haunted house.
And this is special for Fright Fest, all these haunted houses. And how do these haunted houses work, Tom? Explain it.
What do you mean?
These are the kind. I'll explain it. Where people, it's not like you sit in a thing and it goes on. And
no,
like,
it's not
there's
like
an
Disney's
animatronic,
haunted
like,
house.
Whoa. You walk through this and there are a bunch of ghouls and goblins and zombies and stuff in there.
Yeah, most of them are hiding.
They're hiding, looking to scare the hell out of you.
Mm-hmm. Fears was based on like people are afraid of like spiders and clowns and dolls.
We'll prey on your worst nightmares, from spiders and blood to dolls, ghosts, small spaces, clowns, popping balloons, and more.
Yeah.
The popping balloons room, Tom, was just like you were wondering if any of those balloons were going to pop, and they didn't, right? It was just a room full of balloons.
Yeah, I think maybe they play popping sound effects or something.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, why didn't they pop some of these balloons? And then I was like, no, you idiot. The balloon turnover in this room alone would exceed the budget for Fright Fest.
That was the one. I think that was the one that had the tight space you had to get through, right?
Yeah.
So that, like, you're going through the rest of it. It's like, oh, yeah, clowns. People are afraid of clowns. Like, yeah, I find them creepy, sure. Like, oh, spiders. Yeah, I don't like spiders. That's kind of creepy. But then there's one part where it's like, oh, there's just claustrophobia, which is like a real.
Yeah.
I mean, other things are real, too. But I guess maybe just claustrophobia is the one I have, is what I'm trying to say.
That was my biggest fear, because my fear is agoraphobia, Tom. Which people think is afraid of fear of the outside world, but it's a fear of being somewhere where you can't find help. And claustrophobia plays into that. But there were these teens ahead of us that were walking through. And so we were in this space that had these, like, what were they? They were air.
Yeah, it was like nylon. It was kind of like a bouncy castle, but instead of like canvas or vinyl, it was nylon.
Yeah.
So it was softer, but like tons and tons of air pumped in, and these were black, and it was in a space that was pitch black. You couldn't see anything.
And I just wanted to get out of this thing.
Yeah.
And
they're like
giggling teens ahead of us.
And they're like, oh, you have to push through there. So you have to push through this, you know, incredibly tight space that's like pushing back, you know, just like wrapping around you, seemingly suffocating you. And also, it seemed like it was maybe 100 yards long. It seemed like I was in there half the day.
It's because those teens were moving at such a lackadaisical pace.
Yeah, and I was very afraid of, like, bumping into them ahead of me and them being like, oh, a creep.
Yeah. Yeah, I always forget that when I go to a theme park, now that I'm 36 years old, childless, with my other friend in his late
30s. Yeah, just two men in their 30s.
We're just creeps to most of these people.
They didn't know we were reporters.
Yeah, I was wearing the lanyard.
You
a lot
were
of the day.
Wearing a press lanyard. I'm a reporter. You idiots.
But that was the one scary part. And then we went back. Tom, is now a good time to talk about how easily startled you are?
Yeah, I guess, sure. I'm easily startled. Sorry, sorry, I'm not the world's bravest man, Tim. I get scared on roller coasters, and I get scared when ghouls pop out.
Yeah, I mean, you know when we're going through these haunted houses that you're going to get scared.
Yeah, and that's what makes it
even
worse. And
you walk around like this. We had a recorder running on a lot of it.
Not all of it, but some of it.
Yeah, you want to hear some of your scares?
Yeah, I guess.
He's probably not going to jump up, but he might. Oh, it's a woman.
What a coward.
Look, it's just, I don't like being startled. It's very easy to startle me. Very easy.
What do you say at that one point where you say, it's a coffin? Mm-hmm. What do you say? Like, oh, I always think, I think something's going to pop out of here, but I know
it won't. So it's like a coffin and it's set up like it would be at a funeral where like the top half is open, but there's a skeleton in there. I'm like, I'm thinking like, things probably like rigged on a thing or something and maybe it's going to pop out. But that wasn't what happened at all. Instead, what happened was the top or the bottom part of the coffin, that popped open and there was a man in there, a ghoul. Not even a man, a ghoul was in there. Scared the bejesus. They almost had to put me back in the coffin.
Yeah, it was you were like kind of trying to be brave, and then they got you good. And then you were afraid because there was a woman in there,
no.
And she wasn't part of the thing. It was just another park guest. Minding her own business, walking through the haunted house, and Tom was offended.
Yeah, well, I was scared because I imagined, you know, the lecture I would get from my wife if she heard that I was at an amusement park with a woman.
Can I tell you, my wife did not enjoy the fact that you and I went to an amusement park without her. She loves amusement parks, wanted to go to Fright Fest, but this was a journalistic endeavor.
Yeah, she should have gone to J school if she wanted, if she wanted to do this.
We're still paying off our student loans.
Yeah.
And then one thing that wasn't captured on the tape, there was the scariest one of all was
there was one that it's not in here because like I don't think you could make it out. It's on the tape, but you can't make it out unless you were there and you know. We're like, I don't know, somebody scared me, and then the woman goes, what did she say? She was like, like, why are you so uptight? It's like, because I'm in a haunted house.
Yeah, you're on edge.
And I wasn't
time.
Scared because it was a woman. It was that we were in a place where I didn't think there would be anything, and a woman popped out. I went, oh, it's a woman.
Why couldn't you just say it's a person, Tom?
It's a ghoul. It's a goddamn ghoul.
Yeah. And then there was another one where it looked like there were a bunch of pictures and mirrors on the wall. Mm. And then one guy, a clown guy, popped out of one and scared you. And you yelled, oh, God damn it. I think it is in that montage.
Yeah.
But what you can't hear is the guy. Can I say one thing about all these ghouls and clowns and all this stuff? They were wonderful at staying in character.
Yeah.
Like they never broke character.
No.
Except there's one guy you freaked out and he just went, hey, buddy, relax, calm down.
Well, yeah. I mean, he should have taken it as a compliment how scared I was.
Yeah, I think he was like a little bit like, oh no, am I going to watch this old creep die? Because remember, all the ghouls were probably younger than us as well.
Oh, God, is this guy going to try and get me fired for scaring him too much?
Yeah. Oh, he's wearing a press lanyard. Oh, Christ.
He's got a recorder in his pocket.
Part of lamestream media.
All right, so we went. So we went in Fears, and then we went in the Manor, and the Manor was just kind of like a straightforward haunted house.
Yeah,
right?
I think maybe.
But
we
it was
can,
good.
I think we can cover all the haunted houses now, right?
Sure.
They're all pretty much the same, right?
Yeah, they were all pretty similar,
which wasn't a bad thing.
No.
They were all thrilling.
Yeah.
We had this press VIP. What would you call this? A certificate with us?
Yeah, it's almost like a notarized letter they gave us. It's embossed.
So thank you to the Six Flags, the great people at Six Flags Great Adventure. This is an extra pass that you need to buy to get into the haunted houses.
Right, but instead of giving us like a standard pass that you could buy for free, they gave us like a notarized letter.
Yeah, so we had to go up to like the security guard on every line and present them with this weird thing that we had folded up for some reason and like carry. So it's always like very thin
kind of like a certificate paper.
Yeah.
So I was very afraid of it getting wet.
It was, so like, it was like this whole, like, presentation. Like, we'd go in, excuse me. And then, like, we'd had to, like, unfold it. And they'd be like, what is going on? Meanwhile, people are waiting behind
us. I have a letter from the mayor.
And they would inspect it. And, Tom, we were authorized free admission and expedited access. We went to the front of the line. It's great. I don't know
well,
what
not
my
the
point
front.
Was.
It was just that there were two different. There was a regular line and an expedited line.
If you go to Six Flags Great Adventure, I think the expedited pass is either $10 more.
No, it's
20?
Double the price.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I recommend it.
Yeah, I'd still recommend it.
If I learned one thing from this trip to Six Flags Great Adventure,
mm-hmm.
Six Flags Great Adventure is exponentially better when you don't have to wait in line with teens. So at the very least, build this into your like, look, if you're going to go to Six Flags and you're over the age of 19,
yeah.
Guess what? It's going to be double the price that you were expecting to pay because you're not going to get the right enjoyment unless you buy a fast pass as well.
Yeah, cuz we had the ride fast pass and the haunted house fast pass, and we were just alternating. We would like reserve a spot on a roller coaster on the Flash Tamagotchi, and then it would be like, oh, we have 15 minutes to kill. Let's go cut the line and go on a haunted house.
Yeah. Teens are always looking to clown you, right? So if you're in a confined space with teens mm-hmm. for like an hour, they're going to get bored at clowning everybody else, and eventually their sights are going to fall on you.
So after we went on the Joker, what do you have to go on next to balance it out?
To cleanse your soul.
To cleanse your soul, you go on Batman the Ride.
Yeah. Batman the Ride, Tom, mm-hmm. pound for pound, my favorite roller coaster. Honest.
It's
I've
such
been
a
on
good...
A, it might be tied with Aerosmith's Rockin' Roller Coaster. But Aerosmith's Rockin' Roller Coaster might be too... it's in the dark. You know what?
Yeah.
Like, you don't get to appreciate it that much.
So Batman the Ride... is like from the Tim Burton, Michael Keaton, like it opened probably like that summer.
Yeah, and it goes like this. Bum, 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 bum,
well, and it has a lot of the Prince songs play.
Yeah.
While you're waiting in line. But so I remember going on that roller coaster when I was like 11 or 12 probably. That might have been like the first roller coaster, like real roller coaster that I went on.
Oh, not me.
All right, we get it. You're the world's bravest man.
Thank you.
So,
I'm obligated to say thank you, even though it's just a fact that you're stating.
Even though that...
And it's America's greatest man. I don't know. I might be the world's greatest man. America's the greatest country on earth, I could tell you that much. Am I right, folks?
So, this roller coaster has been there for probably like 25 years. And, man, in my opinion, it hasn't lost a step. It's a great roller coaster. It's a hanging roller coaster.
Your feet are hanging like... in space.
Yeah. I mean, they're just hanging down.
In air.
It doesn't go very high, but it goes pretty fast and does like a lot of loops and twists and turns. I did not cross off my bucket list that to bring headphones so I could listen to the Tim Burton 1989 Batman soundtrack while riding the roller coaster. Since I had to hum it real
Danny
loud.
Elfman.
Yeah, Danny Elfman. But still a great ride, except for there was like a 15-year-old that was probably like three times the size of me behind us that kept yelling penis over and over and over again. How many times did you say that guy yelled penis?
In the 15 minutes we were in his presence, probably in the 9 minutes we were in his presence, 6,000 times.
Yeah, and then he was just like hitting like the metal wall because it made noise.
Yeah,
and then like as soon as we were all like,
I've been a teen. I remember what it was like to be like, this makes an annoying noise. I'm gonna do this a lot in public.
Yeah, you know what? I got the impression that that was actually like a 9-year-old boy, but had like gone through puberty early and it's so
too
intensely.
Too much milk. Yeah,
not too much milk. that he. He looked like I said, he was like a big guy. Like he was strong.
Yeah, he was drinking milk by the gallon, Dove. You didn't see that? He's pounding them. It was when you or I do a shot, he was pounding a gallon of milk. Those hormones were really getting to him.
He looked like if a kid going through puberty crossed with the Incredible Hulk. So he was just yelling penis, and then like once
all his friends were like a quarter of the size of him.
Yeah, and that's what like, otherwise I would have been like, why is this guy like this? This guy's like a 20-year-old man. Yeah. Why is he acting this way? But yeah, unless he was hanging out with people a lot younger than him. He was also very young, but had gone through a very expedited, intense puberty and was like, as soon as they strapped us in, like, and the guy walked away, he just started like, you know, it's like a chest strap that goes over your harness. He just kept like pushing it over like as fast and as hard as he could. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, what do you hope to
just
accomplish?
Just a lot of pent up energy.
Yeah. Like, are you hoping to break that off and get thrown off the roller coaster? Why are you doing that? Stop
it. I mean, don't ask teens
why
they're doing
penis.
What they're doing, Tom. Yeah. There's a new teens.
I don't think he was even a teen. I think he was 12 years old.
Every new generation of teen innovates ways to be obnoxious in public. And like, look, God bless him. That's what you do, right?
This guy wasn't innovative. He was a workhorse.
This is better. This is more than just them. So at the end of a ride, at the end of a roller coaster, you come to a stop.
Right.
And it brings you back to the beginning where you get off and the next people get on. But oftentimes, there's like no more than like a one car queue.
Yeah,
where
one
people are still getting on in front of you, and you're waiting there. Your ride has ended, but
you're also like, whoa, hey, that was fun.
Yeah,
woo.
Now teens, which was never the case when I was a teen going on the Batman ride, they're like, we can't sit still here for even 15 seconds, let alone the 45 seconds that it might be.
Right.
So we're going to find
your harness in. You can't reach your phone.
Yeah. We're going to find whatever way we can to make noise, to be aggravating. I think the idea is it will annoy the ride operators enough that they will speed up their operations.
I don't know if there's even that much thought put into it.
But like, so they start clicking all the seatbelt things.
Yeah.
That's annoying. Did this make you feel like you should never go to a theme park again? On a couple of them. I think on three
know.
Different ones.
I got the shit scared out of me all night. And
teens were making like sex noises.
I don't think I heard that.
I hated this.
On which ride?
One was Batman.
Uh-huh.
I forget the other two, where I was like, this is making me feel very uncomfortable because like it's a bunch of kids making like weird like sex noises.
Yeah.
And then get off and you go and you see these
and you're
these,
like, that's not even what it sounds like.
These teens, and they all look like fucking children. And it's just like, I should not be in these situations where, like, seeing, like, children, where I'm surrounded by children making sex noises. I gotta stop going to theme parks. This is not right. So, congratulations, teens. You figured out a way to scare away normal Olds. People. Yeah.
I think it was after that we went in the haunted house that was Reflections of the Dead.
Mm.
And that was like, Bruce Lee Entered the Dragon. I think it was Enter the Dragon, where it was all like a house of mirrors.
Yeah.
But we had dummies in front of us.
The dumbest people on earth. They didn't like even understand mirror technology. They're like, oh shit, that's you.
Yeah. So that kind of ruined it. All these things, it was kind of tough to judge. I mean, if you were in the front of the group in the
haunted
houses, that it was like, oh, well, you're always going to be the one that gets scared. But that was not the case, because they're not going to scare the first person, because then that's going to give away what the scare is.
So they kind of put people in groups in at like 8 to 10 at a time, I would say, is what they were counting out.
And I think they like try and kind of scare the middle. But on the mirror one, like, these people were dumb and they were going real slow. So we were just kind of like slowly walking behind people that were getting like constantly scared.
Like their own reflections.
Yeah. And then we were able to see way ahead of time. But we got to wear, they give you plastic gloves so you don't smudge the mirrors.
I like that you say we got to wear them.
They insisted. After that, we went on El Toro, which I think that might actually be, it's not my favorite roller coaster, but I think it's the most thrilling roller coaster there.
Yeah.
Go out on a limb. It's a wooden roller coaster, and you're probably thinking, wooden roller coaster, that's not scary.
Well, Tom, are you a grandpa yet?
That doesn't have loop-de-loops and all the modern technology.
Nobody calls them loop-de-loops.
But I'm telling you,
they
man.
Call, the teens now call it some sex noise that I'm not going to repeat.
They call them fuck loops. This roller coaster, A, because it's wooden, everything's like tiny. Like the cart that we were in was like the size of like a wheelbarrow. It's very tiny. And it's the whole thing's super compact. So it brings you up really high and then just like, you go fast throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a roller coaster, Tom.
No, but like other roller coasters have like, oh, here's like a little lighthearted part where we're going to go like back up a hill and kind of like almost come to a rest, and then a thing's going to let you go. This is just like speed the whole time, and especially at night when you're going like down in tunnels and stuff, it feels like you're about to get decapitated every single time.
Well, again, you know they built these so that people don't get decapitated on
them,
right?
Tell that to my head, which every time was like, look out, duck. And you don't have much of a, like, you have a lap bar, and that's it. And the lap bar is there to keep you from getting thrown out, which it constantly feels like you're getting
thrown.
Yeah, to
keep you in the car.
I know,
but
it feels like
engineers made these things.
I know, but, like, other roller coasters, it's like, well, that's there as a precaution. This, it's like you're constantly like hitting
just
up against
a precaution. Oh yeah, no, you go on the Batman ride, and if you didn't have that harness, and you'd probably be fine.
You'd probably be fine. Gravity would keep you in your seat. After El Toro, we went on Bizarro, which is a version of Superman, based from Bizarro World. So he does everything backwards. So, for example, Bizarro would say that this was not a scary roller coaster. But it is a scary roller coaster.
Wouldn't he say it's not a scary, what's the opposite of roller coaster?
No, he doesn't get like that crazy. I think he only gets really like adjectives mixed
up. Okay. That would make sense.
Bizarro is like a pretty.
What is the opposite of a roller coaster? Sitting in a chair?
Yeah, I think, or standing, probably just standing.
Hmm. Well,
standing still.
Well, not if it's shockwave, because
yeah, well, exactly.
The stand-up roller coaster would be
that's the exception
chair,
that proves the rule. But Bizarro is like a pretty straightforward, standard, modern-day roller coaster, but a lot of fun. You go through some Bizarro shields, which looked like the Superman shield, and there's mist. You didn't like the mist.
It was
really
too cold out.
Oh, the mist was great. It was very refreshing.
Well, your back was so sweaty all day, Tom. Well, I was constantly behind you in these haunted houses trying to push you to go faster.
Yeah.
And your back was sweaty because you were...
I was scared all day.
White-knuckled all day. Yeah. I felt bad for you because there was seemingly not even like 1 minute where you let your guard down at Fright Fest.
No. And even when I had my guard up constantly, I was still getting scared all the time. So yeah, Bizarro was good. El Toro was good. Then we went on, I insisted we go on the Justice League ride, which was like for babies. It was,
yeah.
You know, the Justice League themselves would be caught dead on that ride. It was fine. It was fun. It was like the Buzz Lightyear ride at Disney, where you're like in a moving car inside shooting at things.
You wear 3D glasses. There was like an adult man that turned around and gave us tips about how we should be shooting.
Yeah, apropos of nothing, he turned around and gave us tips. And I don't know if you noticed this, but I was like, okay, cool. And then he turned around and I did the jerk off motion to you, not realizing it was his adult daughter sitting next to you. But still, come on, man. Like,
yeah, I didn't even see the jerk off motion you made.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, so that was a lose lose for you.
Yeah, she did, because she was like, you know, it's like, what was that again, Dad? I was like, ee.
Yeah. There was also a little girl in our car that claimed that her gun wasn't working. Guess what? It was working.
Yeah, that's a poor workman that blames his tools. Yeah. I wish I had heard that. I would have told that little girl.
You know, little girl. The jerk off motion to the little girl, Tom.
It's a poor workman that blames their tools. Look at my score. I beat the hell out of you. We didn't go on Cyborg, who's a member of the Justice League.
It's too scary looking. That's what you said. Not America's bravest man.
No, you weren't scared of the ride itself. You were like, if we go on that, everything's gonna fall out of our pockets. We gotta go back to our locker. And by that point, we had been like zigzagging. We were not really thinking the park out that well. Like, we were constantly on rides, but we were also like constantly like walking across the entire park.
How many? You had your Fitbit on or something?
My Apple Watch, yeah.
Yeah. How many miles did we walk that day?
7 miles that day.
Yeah.
It was like 15,000 steps.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine walking 15,000 steps?
Now, we didn't go on Green Lantern, another member of the Justice League.
I couldn't find that roller coaster.
Yeah, I still have kind of no idea
where
it was.
I think there's a whole part of the park that we didn't get to.
Yeah. Justice League is, or Green Lantern's also a stand-up roller coaster, which I'm not like, I don't think I've ever been on one, but I would have liked to have tried it. But we didn't, we literally didn't see it all day.
Those people died on Shockwave.
You know what we should have done? Which I wasn't even thinking, because you really wanted to go on King to Ka, which I did not want to go on.
Right, that's the world's tallest roller coaster.
At least it was when it was built.
It uses magnetic induction. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it almost seems like it uses like hydraulics as well.
Yeah, well, it shoots you out like
you go
start,
like 0 to 80 in like a second and a half,
and you
or
go
something.
Straight up to the highest point at one time.
It's like 500
in roller coaster
feet.
History.
It's very tall.
You just go up and then you do a corkscrew and come straight down. We both did it once, Tom.
I've done it a few times.
But you're about to apologize to me that we should have done it?
No, I was going to say I'm looking at, sorry, I'm looking up. It is 456 feet tall. And right. Oh my God. Yeah. No, so it's not.
That means nothing to me. The like, I understand that a basketball hoop is 10 feet.
Well, imagine.
So 40 of those.
45 of those and a half.
Yeah, but it's just kind of like, all right. I don't know. That doesn't seem that high to me. Like, if you said that or 800 feet, that means the same thing to me.
Well,
the same way when they're like, oh, we eat enough pumpkin pie to stretch to the moon and back. It's like, Great. Thanks for the Thanksgiving fact.
Well, you can see the moon and see how far it is.
I don't know how far the moon is just by looking at it.
Like in a building, a story is like 10 feet, right?
All
right,
but if they're like, okay.
So a 45-story building, like a skyscraper.
Yeah, that's fine. Or two skyscrapers on top of each other. That's fine. That's the same thing to me.
So I was wrong, too.
Unless you go into space, I don't care. Your dog's crying. Oh. She doesn't like when we fight. You're okay, Ginger.
It is it's still the world's tallest roller coaster.
Huh.
It's the world's second fastest roller coaster and the second strata coaster ever built.
Now, what's a strata coaster?
I think that's
not
just,
important.
No, I think it's just like a height. It's a height thing.
As I said earlier, I don't care.
Well, listen, you were wrong and I was right. It's hydraulic. It's not magnetic.
Really? There's no magnets?
Nope. Huh. But get this, I underplayed it. It goes 0 to 128 miles per hour in 3.5 seconds.
Yeah, that again means nothing.
Yeah, you can figure that out. You can wrap your head around. Have you ever been in a car going 128 miles an hour?
No.
Yeah. So it's faster than you've ever been in a car.
Okay.
And it gets there in
the difference between 40 and 80 miles an hour in a car means that feels no different to me.
But 3.5 seconds, you know that that's a very quick amount of time.
Sure.
Anyway, my thing was
all
just...
All these facts, Tom. You're trying to kill me with facts. You're trying to convince the world's bravest man, America's bravest man, presumably the world's bravest man, that he should be afraid of something because of numbers.
Saying afraid. I'm just saying impressed. But what
I'm very impressed with my achievements, with my accomplishments.
What we should have done was you go on King to Ka and I go on Superman because you didn't want to go on Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't like laying on your tummy.
Yeah, get out of breath.
The
world's bravest man doesn't like being uncomfortable if he doesn't have to be.
The world's bravest man, his kryptonite, is being slightly uncomfortable. The Superman ride.
It's not my if you really wanted to go, I probably would have.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, those two rides were next to each other. We should have just been like, hey, let's both reserve and then go. And we could have both been happy.
Go without my buddy?
Instead, neither of us were happy.
I was so sad.
Superman looks like the Batman ride on the surface, but guess what? Once you're inside, you're like, oh, this is just like a hanging roller coaster. This is normal. It goes, and turns 90 degrees, so you're flat on your stomach like Superman would be, and you can pretend like you're flying. Another one where it would have been great to have the John Williams soundtrack.
You know what the thing is with both that and Batman? If you smuggled on headphones to listen to that, it would have been over before the theme started playing. It would have been like, it would have been like,
okay, it's over. And then we went on Nitro to end the night. Nitro.
I like that one. That one feels like you're not strapped in at all.
Yeah.
And you. Did pass out or almost passed out?
Almost passed out. I have passed out on the roller coaster in the past. That's also a very tall roller coaster.
I wouldn't go on a roller coaster there again if I passed out on it one time. So, you know what? I got to give you props for that. Well done.
Well, I only pass out because at the end...
It's not bravery, it's stupidity, but...
At the end, it's not scary at all. I didn't pass out because of fright. It's at the end... To like get rid of your excess speed, I guess.
Yeah,
it just goes into this like tight corkscrew, like 10 feet above the ground, just over and over. And all of a sudden, you can just feel like the blood being drained out of your head, like a sideways corkscrew.
I got to give you props for this. You did not want to go on this, mostly because years ago, we went to Six Flags with a bunch of our friends, and we went on a bunch of roller coasters. We got there as soon as it opened, and we stayed until closing.
And we got flash passes. I remember that year we went on 17 roller coasters that day.
That was awesome. But at the end, we all went on 18 because you stopped. You sat out the last one because we went on Nitro. Was it Nitro?
It was Nitro.
and I had a bunch of change in my pocket for some reason, suddenly. Yeah. Oh, because it was before, like, you could use debit cards in the lockers, so you had to get change for the lockers.
Keep refilling
it. Anyway, all this change, as we were going up, creeping up that hill at the beginning, all the change was falling out of my pocket, and you were sitting.
And it was just like ricocheting off the tracks and the wheels.
Yeah, and you were sitting in the seat directly behind me. And this is you after riding on 16 roller coasters. You started screaming, "Tim, you son of a bitch, you'll kill us all."
Yeah, I was so mad at you because I'm like, what are you, stop, why are you, close your pocket.
But I couldn't. You're strapped in. You don't have access to your pockets. I chose to laugh at you maniacally, like the Joker himself.
Yeah, that was maybe the only true panic attack I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I just wanted to, like, get off. I closed my eyes for the rest of the ride.
So 10 years later, I give you props for going back on that ride with me. And then you turned to me halfway through it this year and went, "Yeah, I like this ride."
I mean, and that was the thing, because
it's so long and has some stretches that you can turn to your seatmate and talk to them.
Yeah. Well, and that was the thing last year, that time we went on, like 10 years ago, and I freaked out because everybody else was like, "You've been on this roller coaster 5 times today." Like, I think that it was like the new roller coaster that year. So we just like kept going on it, and nobody could understand why, like, all of a sudden I was afraid of it. And I was like, because of Tim.
Tim almost killed us with his pocket change.
Yeah, Tim did something to the tracks. This is like every freaking final destination. Like, this is what happens. Like, Tim pours all of his change on the tracks.
This doesn't happen in any of the final destinations, Tom. I don't think you understand those movies.
And he didn't even get the flattened penny that you were after.
No. And I scoured the grass under the coaster for that.
Lucky you didn't get your head kicked off.
Tom, all in all, a spooky time, a thrilling time.
Yeah, both.
Walking around, we just got menaced by ghouls.
Constantly. And that, even if you don't go in the haunted houses, you're still going to get menaced.
Yeah.
We were there for about 5 hours and went on 6 haunted houses and 6 roller coasters. Justice League isn't really a roller coaster, but it's a ride and attraction.
Thrill ride, I would say. And we drank a beer.
Yeah, and we had one beer. And I think it
was and we watched a show.
Yeah, we watched like some ghouls dancing show. Yeah.
Wait, what were you gonna say about the beer?
No, I think it was like right after the beer we went on El Toro, and immediately after I was like, that beer, boy, why'd I drink a beer before going on a roller coaster?
As we were getting beers, you're like, "I'm surprised more people aren't getting beers."
Yeah. I was like, "Oh, it'll make you sick." Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
So we didn't get another beer after that.
Tom, I think that about does it for our spooky roundup of Fright Fest.
Yeah. If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgt.com. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide. Follow us on Twitter, @completeguide. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram @TomReynolds.
Follow me @yourpaltim.
And you can support the show by supporting our sponsors. This week, we have a particularly great one, so check them out at thegreatcoursesplus.com/guide.
Yeah, I mean, people have in the past, and I'm not pointing any fingers, been like, "Hey, what's the deal with these ads you're doing? Hey, ad is a cool company that is doing something good. Try them out. Try out give their trial a shot. And then, the more interest they get from our listeners, the more, legit stuff like that is going to want to be advertised on our show."
And you can also support the show by checking out tcgt.com/pledge for our Patreon, where you can get fun bonus things like weekly mini episodes, and tcgt.com/Amazon for your Amazon shopping. Tim, are you planning on going back to Fright Fest before the year is out? They have like a Christmas fest or something.
Yeah. But I'm told the rides aren't running.
Yeah, I assume the rides aren't running. It's too cold.
The tracks are iced over. That's more dangerous than pocket change.
Yeah.
I might be coming this coming weekend.
Oh, yeah.
If you're interested, let me know.
Okay.
Because my wife was
very upset.
Very upset that
yeah, she was. You were like, "Oh, this will be a great weekend for us to go." My wife's out of town.
Yeah, and she was just like, "What did she expect? The world's bravest man to sit around wait for her to get back?"
Yeah, too brave.
I'm too brave for that. I'm sorry. Yeah. But I might do it this weekend.
Wow, what a brave man.
Yeah. So if you're into it, come along. And anybody else listening to this, if you want to come, the ticket's on us.
No. I mean, we didn't even pay for our tickets this time.
By the time this comes out, I'll have already gone if I'm going to go this weekend.
That's true, too.
That's the loophole I always build into things. I always operate on a delay.
Very brave.
I'm a brave man, Tom. Some say the bravest man in America.
We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.